Hey, good evening, everyone. So tonight we are doing, what are we up to? Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, right? At the we're at the top. We got through the Ramah. We're on the top line. So what we'll discuss tonight is three things. First of all, we've been talking about doing Shehiya and Chazara on a Kira. But there's another type of oven called a Tanur. So whether the dinim of a Tanur are different than the dinim of a Kira. We're also going to talk about what if you did Shehiya. You violated the Halacha and you did Shehiya. So what happens with the food? And what if you did Chazara? What's the Halacha then? So let's get to it. So the Shulchan Aruch says on the top, V'tanur, afilim husak b'kashu v'gvava, if you have a Tanur which provides much more heat than a Kira, even if the type of fuel that you used was kashu Gvava, was straw that doesn't really create coals. Remember, we had our six heterim yesterday of doing Shehiya. One of them was that if the kira is fueled with kashu gvava, then it's fine because there's no shemi yechati and there are no coals to stoke. By a tanur, aser afilu l'smochlo, it's going to be aser even if you put it near the tanur, which was another one of the heterim that we had by akiras. If you put it next to it as opposed to on top or inside of it, afilu mugar v'katum, and even if it's gar v'katum, so aloch. Meaning, even if you don't have the heter of garuf, you don't have the heter of katum, you don't have the heter of samuchlo, and you don't have the heter of kashu gvava. So all of those heterim fall by the wayside when you're dealing with a tanur. Mishra Burusim Kartan Chaval, v'tanur, hainu b'tanur shalahem, sha'asuyiz kikirach, mitoch shakhtaros malav, rachav lamata, niklat chumo, l'tocho tfei mikira, l'kach mirba yosem mikira. The reason we're so much more machmir by a tanur than by a kira was because of its shape, it retained heat much, much more than Akira. So their tanurs were very, very hot. Sivkat and Chavbez, Afilu Mugaruf, Mnesha Gorif and Mugaruf El Rov Ha'esh Atzma, V'Ef Shashal Tshar Nitzel Tzechad. Because if you sweep out the tanur, you're getting most of the fire, but there's definitely some sparks left. Ubatanur Shachum Rav, Cheshin Shem Yechat, G'day Shevaro Sam Nitzotos. So if there's any amount of sparks, since it's so hot, we're choshesh that you might come to stoke those sparks to make more of a fire. V'Yinem L'Shona Mechaber Mashma, the Mechaber makes it sound like even if you have all these kulas put together, we're still machmir by a tanur. It's kashu gvava, so it's the kind of fuel that doesn't make coals, and it's karuf, and it's katum, but still, since it's a tanur, we're going to be machmir. Rabbi Yohonasan, and that is in fact the sheet of Rabbi Yohonasan quoted in the Ran. However, the Rambam sounds like that yes, we're going to be machmir b'kashu gvava, but not if it's in conjunction with garuf. If you have both garuf and kashu gvava, that's going to be mutter. And we can be makil against the mechaber on that issue. Says the Ramah now, calls mancha yad soledespo, that all of this is only if it's yad soledespo. The Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chav Gimel shayad soledespo aval im ein yad soledespo mutali tenafil al gabav. If the tanner is so cool that it's no longer yad soledespo, then you could even put something on the oven, in the oven, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself. Meaning anything that's below yad soledespo is simply not an issue, right? You walk into your house and your air conditioning is broken, so you can't bring food into the house. Meaning no, it's anything that's below yad soledespo is going to be mutter. For Efsha dafilu ein garuf v'katum and kolm gamkin shari givin shamagam shamin shamagadera. And Yatzaledzbo. And even if it's not Garva Katum, it's fine if it's not Yatzaledzbo. We can just ignore anything that's not Yatzaledzbo. I remember when we first got our new oven, my wife realized that if you leave the lights on in the oven and nothing else, you leave the flame off, everything off, just the lights of the oven on, it's able to warm up food. And she realized that it was not Yatzaledzbo, but it was warm enough to warm up food. So she wanted to know, can she warm up food in the oven on Shabbos by using just the lights of the oven? So the answer is yes. Anything that's not Yatzaledes, you don't have to worry about anything if it's below Yatzaledes. Of course, then I checked to see if it was below Yatzaledes, and I almost burnt my hand off. Mommy hands can handle it, but normal hands can't handle it, the Yatzaledes. So there's actually a discussion. The Chazon Ish talks about, is Yatzaledes defined by the heat of the oven or the heat of the food? Because the food that would come out of that oven would not be Yatzaledes. So Chazon Ish is Mekil. The Chazon Ish, based on the Bir Halacha, says that if the food won't get to Yatzaledes, then that's also okay. Even if the oven does get the Yatzel Ledes, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Harav disagrees. He thinks it depends on the heat of the oven, not the heat of the food. Okay, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch now. V'kolshkein sha'asu lishos betocho o al gabo. And certainly you're not allowed to do Shia inside or on top of the tanur, like we said. Sivkan chavdal and mishmur v'davka b'lon espashal kol tzorchum v'mstamik v'yafalo. This is only when Shihia is aser, meaning when it's not yet fully cooked, or it's fully cooked, but it would benefit from more cooking. Avlum and stomach viralo, but when it degenerates by cooking more, it will dry up and become gross. Then mutter, then it's mutter, because she heals mutter when that happens. V'chein b'kidra chaisa, filu b'en ugar v'katam, and kidra chaisa is also going to be fine, even if it's not gar v'katam, meaning that we learned six kulas yesterday about when you're allowed to do shihia. So what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out is that two of them actually work even by a tanur. Namely, that if it's mitstamik v'ralo, right, that works, and if it's kidra chaita, that it's raw meat you put in right before Shabbos, both of those work for a tanur. All the other heterim of samachlo, garuf, katum, kashu gvava, all those other heterim do not work for a tanur. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and then there's a third type of oven. The kofach, shehu makom shvisas kedera achas. It only has one burner on top. Im husak bekashuv gvava, dino kikira. If you fuel it with straw, so then it has a din like a kira, begefes of eitzim, dino ketanur. And if it's with gefes or eitzim, which normally produces coals, then it would have a din like a tanur. And the Ramah adds, vatanurim shalanu dinum kikira. All of our tanurim have a din of a kira. I mean, we don't have these chumras on our ovens, because our ovens aren't nearly as hot as the ovens that they were talking about. Mishnah Berurah Chafhei, Shum Makom, Hu Asui Ken Kira, this Chofach was made like a Kira, El Dekiri Makom Shvisas Shtei Keder, So Chofach Hu Makom Shvisas Keder Achas. Just that a Kira has two burners, this only has one burner, one spot to rest the pot. Levichach Nafish Havli Mekira, and therefore it has more heat, because it's more condensed than the Kira, Shum Makom Tsar, because it's narrower, Valchom Eskabitz Bubi Yoser, so the heat can really be trapped in that smaller area of Zutra Havle Mita Tanur, but it's still not quite as hot as a Tanur. Dino Kikira, so we said if you fuel it with Kashur Gvava, it's like a Kira, and therefore, Vafil Lo Garav Esakash, Velo Katam, even if you didn't do Grufa Ketuma on the Kash, but it's the kind of fuel that doesn't produce coals, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. But if you have it with Gefes or Eitzim, then it's Dino Ketanur, Sivkan Chavzayin, Shafilu Garav Katam Aser, where by a Tanur, even if it's Garav Katam, it's Aser, Bein Betocha, Bein Algaba, Bein Vesmicha, whether in it, on it, or even near it, is going to be Aser by a Tanur. Chavchas V'Tanurim Shalanu, so that's the major kula of the Ramah. All of our tanurim are really just a kira, shapia min atzad, because our ovens open from the side, they don't open on top. They typically have a lot of space in them, so there's a lot of space for the heat to be distributed. Ein chumam rav kol kach valkein dino kikira. Ubisefer tefer shmuel hevi b'shem rashal shecholik alze v'sover d'shav mehem ledina ayin sham. The marshal disagrees and thinks that our tanur is really a tanur. Val kol pada b'tanur shal nachtom shem asikin bo tadir v'chumam rav tov la'achmil. Maybe if you have like a pizza oven, you have an industrial oven, something like that, maybe that taka should have a din of a tanur. But typically our tanurim that we have at home do not really have a din of a tanur. The Chazanish writes that we should be mekel even by tanur shal nachtom, and even by a baker's oven, even by industrial ovens, we could be mekel. And Ramesha writes, one of the reasons we're mekel is because when you turn off your oven, it doesn't take very long at all for it to cool down. In the old tanurim, it would take more than 24 hours for it to cool down. So in like a very big industrial oven. I remember I once went with the OU to one of the kitchens in one of the hotels, and there was like an oven that you literally could walk into. It was because they would wheel in those giant, you know, things with a million trays on them stacked up, and they would just wheel it into the oven and cook everything. So so an oven like that, they said, after it turns off, the door locks as a safety feature. The door locks after it turns off for hours. You can't open the door, because if you would, the heat would knock you right out. So if you have an oven like that, that might be like a tanur. But the ovens that we have in our homes, that's not like a tanur. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, vim shachach v'sha. So now, what if you did it? What if you did shihia? So vim shachach v'sha im utafsha shal bishal kol tzarcho. If you did shihia on something that was ready fully cooked, mutter afilu mitzamik v'yafalo. It's good. The food's going to be mutter even if it benefits from further cooking. Vim utafsha shishchel lizbash of lo bishal kol tzarcho. But if it's not yet fully cooked, Asr ad Motzai Shabbos, then it's going to be Asr until Motzai Shabbos. Vim Avar Vishaha, but if you did Shi'iyah on purpose, Asr B'Shneihem, then it's going to be Asr whether it's fully cooked or not fully cooked, ad Biktei Sheye Asu, until enough time passes on Motzai Shabbos that you could have done that on Erev Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Chavtes, Vim Shachach Vishah, Kol Shkenim Shagag B'Din, and certainly if you just didn't know the Halacha, and that's why you did Shi'iyah, so we said that it's going to be Mutter if it's fully cooked. Afilu Mitzamik V'Yafa, even though it's still benefiting from further cooking, or even inside the oven. And the reason is, because you don't get so much anah from it, because it's right to be eaten anyway, since it's fully cooked. So it's not really so much anah, even though it benefits from a little more simmering, but still, it's not really called so much anah. So we said that it's usher if it's not in a special called sarcho, and that's for everybody, and certainly for the people in the home for whom it was cooked. Ad Motzai Shabbos, so it's Asr until Motzai Shabbos, B'kadei Sheyasu. Bagos Hashrim Mavor, Degam B'kanu, B'kadei Sheyasa, Kamo Ba'avra V'shom, L'shon Ramim Lon Yerakein. That it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether in a case where it was something that was not in a special called Tzarcho, where we said that if you accidentally did Shehiyah, that it's Asr until Motzai Shabbos, Machlokas, does that mean until B'kadei Sheyasu after Motzai Shabbos, or right away on Motzai Shabbos? Back in the Ramah now, if a non-Jew did Chazara on Shabbos, put it back in the oven on Shabbos, Dino Kishachach Vishaha, then it's has the same din as a Jew who forgot and did Shehiyah, which we said if it's a special called Tzarcho, it's going to be Mutter. V'mechziru Yisrael, but if a Jew accidentally did Achzara on Shabbos, Dino Ka'avar Vishaha. That's as if you did Shehiyah on purpose. It has the same din as doing Shehiyah on purpose. V'mitztamik V'ralo Mutter, Shailonen Amin Isser. But if it's deteriorating by staying on the stovetop for longer, then it's going to be Mutter, because you're not really getting Hanah from the Isser. So now let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Dalet, Dino Kishachach, Demash Shenas Alidei En Yehudi B'meiz, I'm sorry, Hechzir Emeinu Yehudi, Litzorech Yisrael, if an Enu Yehudi put it there for the sake of a Jew, Dino Kishachach, it has the same din as a Jew who forgot, Demash Shenas Alidei En Yehudi B'meizid, Locham, Demash Shenas Alidei Yisrael B'shogeg. What a guy does B'meizid is no more chamor than what a Jew does B'shogeg. V'alkein, Afilu Imitztamik V'yafalo Mutter, and therefore, even if it still benefits from further cooking, it's going to be mutter. Because it's already in the special kol tzarcho, so you're not really getting so much hana'a from it. But if the Jew puts it back on the stove, even b'shogeg, dino kavra v'shah b'mezid. It's as if he did shehiya b'mezid, v'asr mitztamik v'yafalo. And therefore it's going to be asr if it still benefits from the cooking. The reason we're more machmir by chazara than we are by shehiya is because chazara is active. You're doing something on Shabbos. Shehiya is it's sitting there on Shabbos. Magen Avram shapasuk d'alcherim shari b'zeh me'ach shayim uvushal kodem kol tzarcho v'yishogig. Magen Avram says though that others are makil even by chazara. V'da didin zehu afil l'shitas ramad d'posuk b'sof asif ka yeshomrim d'b'shiyah mutter kamachu ben jusai. This din is going to be true even according to the second sheet in Rishonim, which we have not yet quoted, that's makil on shehiya once it's at machul ben jusai. Hacha b'chazara shav meim ledina d'lekuli amal b'chazara asra afil in the special called tzarcho. By chazara, even if it's a special called tzarcho, if it's mitztamik v'yafalo, it's going to be asr. But v'mitztamik v'ralo, it's mutter. Ratzalomar aval gavdil chalchila asr b'chazara afil mitztamik v'ralo. Even though you're not allowed to do chazara, even if it's mitztamik v'ralo, we'll get into the details much later about how to properly do chazara. But just to do chazara in an open flame, even if it's mitzamik v'ralo, is aser. But b'diavad mutter afilu achzer b'meizid shailona in a klal. But b'diavad, it's not going to trafe up the food. So to summarize, a lot of points to summarize tonight. Point number one is we have a machlokas if garuf v'katum works for a tanur that's fueled by kash u'gavava. Second, anything below yatzoledes is fine, even on a tanur. Below yatzoledes, you could ignore. Third, the heterim of mitztamik v'ralo and of kedera chaisa apply just as much to a tanur as they do to a kira. Fourth, we said that our ovens are always like a Kira, but maybe we have machlokas about industrial ovens, but our ovens we could always be making like a Kira. Fifth, if you violated shihiyah by mistake on something that is fully cooked, it's mutter. If it's not fully cooked, or you violated shihiyah on purpose, then you need to wait b'kadei sheyasu. And finally, if a Jew did chazara, even b'shogeg, it's aser until b'kadei sheyasu. But if a non-Jew did chazara, it is going to be mutter. So, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up with the mechaber at the Yesh Omrim on the top of page 42. Okay.